Another of the great discoveries of Alan Lomax was Mississippi Fred McDowell. He is best known for the cover of his song, You Gotta Move, by the Rolling Stones off their best-selling Sticky Fingers album. This is the best laid-in-life paycheck any country blues artist could hope for. Alan Lomax made the first recordings of Fred McDowell over the course of a week in September 1959 at his home in Como, Mississippi. This was the start of a career that propelled McDowell into the international limelight as part of the 1960s blues revival. Unlike his musical brethren of a decade or more earlier, McDowell's primary audience would be among white Americans and Europeans. He recorded for Arhuli, Testament and Capitol, and many other labels. In 1964, he appeared at the Newport Folk Festival, and by 1965, he was touring Europe. The original Lomax recordings are some of the best early recordings of the essential Mississippi Delta blues. The recording quality of these down-home sessions are far superior to blues recordings of earlier years and more natural and authentic than most subsequent in-studio recordings. There is simply no better illustration of Mississippi Delta blues, and with the possible exception of McDowell's 1964 Arhuli record session, the very best of Fred McDowell. Indeed, you may have noticed that Fred McDowell's I Wish I Was in Heaven Sitting Down graces this program as its theme song. Matthew Barton, curator of the Alan Lomax Archives in New York City, offers this perspective.
The recordings of Fred McDowell that first appeared in Sounds of the South series, Southern Heritage series, and Southern Journey likewise inspired other people to seek him out. I think Dick Spotswood was the first to go down and record Fred McDowell following the Lomax recordings in 62 or 63. And, you know, that led to more recordings and to Fred McDowell appearing at Newport and playing the, you know, the blues circuit and the coffee house and blues club circuit in the 60s and 70s. I will say this. If you listen to the recordings that Alan made of Fred McDowell, they're really fabulous. They're the best recordings that Fred McDowell made, and they certainly have the far and away the best sound of any of Fred McDowell's recordings. And there are a lot of Fred McDowell albums out there, as I'm sure you know. But Alan recorded him on a portable stereo machine, an Ampex, in 1959 at 7.5 inches per second. You know, nobody records that way now. yet the sound on them is spectacular. Alan knew how to place a microphone. And Shirley Collins, his assistant on that trip, told me that they spent 4 nights at Fred McDowell's house finding the optimal point, you know, the best room, the best location to record him. And you can hear, you know, some of the recordings are clearly in different rooms. You know, there's a slightly different ambiance. And finally, some of the best recordings were made on his porch with the crickets in the background. I think it's the release of those recordings, I think, has even changed some opinions about Fred McDowell, because if you want people to hear Fred McDowell at their best, I think you play them the Lomax recordings.
Let's hear some tracks from that venerable session in 1959, beginning with 61 Highway Blues, a song by Will Batts, followed by Woke Up This Morning With My Mind on Jesus, a religious song McDowell would not record again.
Don't run. Lord, just go to West Memphis, baby. Look down Highway 61. I said, please, please see somebody for me. I said, please, please see somebody for me. If you see my baby, tell her she's all right with me. Lord, if I should have a die, baby, before you think my time have come. Lord, if I should have a die, baby, before you think my time have come. I want you to bury my body down on Highway 61.
You listened to 61 Highway Blues and woke up this morning with my mind on Jesus from Fred McDowell's first recordings. Now let's hear the theme song of this show, I Wish I Was in Heaven Sitting Down, by Mississippi Fred McDowell all the way through. During his 1959 field recording, Alan Lomax also taped a young harmonica player and singer in Hugh, Arkansas, right across the river from Mississippi by the name of Joe Benny Pugh. He's known as Forest City Joe. He had been working in Chicago, and he even recorded a session with the Chess subsidiary Aristocrat. It was also known that he had played with Sonny Boy Williamson and Howlin' Wolf in West Memphis and with Otis Spann. He returned to Arkansas in the mid-1950s and gave up music but for occasional weekend gigs. The 1959 recording session of Forest City Joe is an odd chapter in the Lomax field recordings because all indicators are that Lomax was unaware of this musician's professional past. And even though Joe's musical career was for all practical purposes a failure, Lomax apparently assumed that Forest City Joe was a complete unknown, like Vera Ward Hall and Fred McDowell. Lomax wrote, "I thought that he might come to New York after his records were issued and show his demonic talent to a big audience." In other words, Lomax had planned to do for Forest City Joe what he did for Muddy Waters, Son House, and Leadbelly. But it was not to be. Forest City Joe died in a truck accident shortly after Lomax recorded him. Regardless of whether Lomax was fully aware of Joe's previous recordings, Lomax could have launched his career, and judging by the amazing talent of this musician, he probably would have succeeded. Lomax describes the loss as follows. "No more wild harmonica notes. No more tall stories. No more improvising. Joe had joined the company of bluesmen who had died violent deaths. There seems to be a fate that pursues the blues greats. Leadbelly and Big Bill Brunsey were exceptions. They died in their bed only because they were too tough to kill." Let's listen to a few numbers by a bluesman who might have become bigger even than Little Walter. Forest City Joe, a disciple of Sonny Boy Williamson. Whoa!
had to say. You used to be beautiful, man, but you lived a life too fast. Now she run around sitting late at night for everybody, trying to drink out everybody's whiskey glass. Oh yeah, she ain't nothing but skin and bone. Baby can't do no better. The hot spring, my baby gone. Drank last night. I tried to take a drink night before. Now before you, I could get a drink. My baby take the bar before I could even take it in pool. She used to be beautiful, boy, but she lived her life too fast. Well, I say she run around sitting up late at night, and drinking about everybody with whiskey glass. Shine my back door someday. Wind gon' rise and blow my blues away. But you don't love me that way. You don't love me that way. I say don't love me that way, babe. I don't care what you do. You made plenty money in 1922. You let these Chicago cats make a fool out of you. You don't love me that way. You don't love me that way. I don't love me that way, babe. I don't care what you do. You're doing kind of wrong. Now you think I don't know, but when you put now you can't last long. But you just don't love me that way. You just don't love me that way. I say you don't love me that way, babe. I don't care what. shine in my back door someday. The wind gonna rise and throw my blues away, but you just don't love me that way. You just don't love me that way. Why you don't love me that way, babe? I don't care what you do. Nine, I said, look here, babe, what you are trying to do. You can't love me and love some other man too, but you just don't love me that way. She don't love me that way. Nah, you don't love me that way, babe. I don't care what in the world you do. All right, babe, before I see the joke. That's all right, babe. That's all right for you. That's all right, woman. I said, out there, look down where you do it. Stop your breaking down. Baby, please stop breaking down. Lord, I said, I know you don't love Four City Joe no more, woman, but you're just crazy about the way music sounds.
Just heard Forest City Joe, She Lived Her Life Too Fast, She Don't Love Me That Way, and Stop Breaking Down. One of the reasons why his music is so appealing is because he's so free-spirited, wild and fancy-free, the blues at its finest. This concludes part four of our look at the Mississippi Delta Blues. Please tune in again to part 5 when we come up to Windy Chicago and witness the evolution of the acoustic country blues to the electrified big city sound known as the Chicago Blues. Thank you.
right, Sonny boy, all right.
Sonny.
Sonny. Laws and keep our boys in the door. Thomas Barn, go you now.